I am in no pain, but I feel no strength either. What is it?
Sir King, your old servant Jorium recognized among my gear what he believes is a treasure of your house. If he is right, then the return of this treasure may be my reason here, and since it was elf-made and belonged to the elven wife of your older brother, who was king many years ago, I believed you should know first and decide how this is to be handled. His eyes gleamed. A faint flush of color stained his cheeks.
A treasure? Elf-made? And the elven queens? That would have to be...
He paused, obviously thinking.
Is it a ring, lady, or a sword?
A sword, said Pox. She did not take it out. He glanced at her side, and she drew her cloak back a little. He nodded.
It might be. Her sword had such a green jewel in the hilt. I remember that much, though I was only a boy when I saw it last. But how did you come by it?
Pox repeated what she'd told Jorium. The king listened carefully.
I don't see how it could be the same, he said then. How would such a treasure come to a Saiyan mercenary?
If I remember correctly, said Pox, it was a wedding gift to his wife from a Liam Holverick.
Holverick!
The king tried to push himself up. Leith and Iscariel were quick to lift him and pack pillows behind him.
Could it be that the Holverics... No, I won't believe that of them.
But his voice held a measure of doubt. Pox was appalled. Sir King, I'm sure it doesn't mean that the Holverick stole it, or had anything to do with the attack. He isn't old enough.
Fox Blade. That's right. He's only a few years older than I am. He wasn't even at court. Forget I said any such thing, please. It is my weakness, lady, and the hour.
His voice trailed off. Then it strengthened again.
In fact, now I remember that we were pages together when it happened. Of course it couldn't have been a Liam.
The Holverics, Sir King, have always been loyal supporters of this house, said Iscariel quietly.
Yes, yes, I know. That's why we were fostered as pages to the Holverick estates. I just... for a moment...
In such a surprise, Sir King, said Pox, anything may come to mind, but, my lord, I think it is important to identify this sword certainly. I have not taken it from the sheath since Jorium spoke. No one here has seen its blade. Can you describe it?
Oh, yes.
The king nodded.
The hilts. Well, I could have seen that, since you've been wearing it. On the blade, as I recall, were runes. I don't remember exactly which. Avarestinal, the queen that was, rarely drew it. And I was just a boy, and seldom at court anyway. The elves would know, if you want to drag them in, and Sire Holverick. Perhaps the old huntsman, if he's still able to see. Avarestinal enjoyed hunting.
Sir King, the elves must be told. They more than anyone can confirm whether this sword is the same or another. I know it is of elven make and magical, but nothing else. Pox looked at the squires, to find both of them staring at her with glowing eyes. She looked back at the king.
I don't know, my lord, what good this sword will do, if it is the one that was lost when the queen and prince